say that you found a guy in a gutter like I do, a minister to homeless people, and I want to tell him how to find eternal life, what would you tell him?
To pray and repent.
To pray.
And yeah, to believe on the name of Jesus.
Okay. So why do we believe on Jesus, sir?
He died for our sins.
Okay. So his death, burial, and resurrection, right, is the main focus of what we would call the gospel, good news. So, and you said repent. That's a good point. What does repentance mean, sir? You know?
Turn away from sin.
Yeah, change your mind. And when you change your mind, you turn away from your sin. It's not just changing your mind and doing your sin. It's changing your mind and stopping your sin. Like you tell a judge, I'm sorry, I'm speeding. If he gives you mercy, when you go out and drive, what should you probably do if you ever want to end up in his courtroom again? Stop speeding.
Probably.
Yeah. So a righteous judge is going to be the same, but even more fierce. God is even more righteous. So by that faith in Jesus' perfect work, our repentance of the coming out of the world and coming out of every false way, the church systems are all full of false ways. The Bible says, what must happen to us? Do you know? There's something must happen to you, Jesus said, before you can see the kingdom of God. You know what it is?
You should be aware of it.
Well.
You should know it, recognize it.
Yeah. How about, have you heard, you must be born again?
Yeah, repenting.
John 3. No, repentance isn't born again. Actually, repentance comes first after faith. And when God sees a willing vessel, Acts 5, he's willing to give the Holy Spirit to those who obey him, it says. And when you do have the Holy Spirit and you're born again, I used to be a worldly person. I would partake in all this, concerts, food. I don't know if there's drinking here. All kinds of debauchery. I was the worst of the worst. When you're born again, God changes your heart. This is the big matter here. When your heart's transformed. It's not a matter of just doing a bunch of works to be saved. When your heart's transformed, God changes your desires. You no longer want what your flesh wanted. Your flesh still wants it, but you don't. You want to come out of the world. You want to glorify and honor God with all of your members, all of your life. And the Bible says, in holiness and obedience will mark us after we're born of God. And the Bible calls us, can you believe this? The Bible calls us to come out of the world. This is the world, all of Satan's kingdom, all of this culture. Sports, politics, movies, entertainment is all the world. The Bible says you got to come out of the world to serve Christ. Otherwise, you have two masters. And when you have two masters, you'll love one, you'll hate the other. And then the Bible says the last part of that is you have to endure every day. You don't just believe once, marked, you're going to go to heaven. Nope. Jesus said, follow me. Keep my commandments if you want to be my friend. Strive to enter through the straight way. And if you do that, what will happen is your whole life will change. But here's the thing. While it's a gift of God, you can never earn it. I can't either. He asks you to work as part of the labor. You're made for good works if you're his. You're going to lose your friends, your family, your career, your desires, your aspirations. We all have lost everything to follow Jesus biblically. The American church system, every one of them, has added Jesus to their life like some get out of hell card. He's not that. Jesus is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He says, lose your life. Come after me via that gospel. Surrender everything and you can be my child and you can inherit eternal life one day. But if you don't do that, you're not going to hear, well done, good and faithful servant.
You're going to know there's an eternal life.
Well, Jesus promised that and he's either a Lord or liar. So you mentioned Jesus, so you don't think he's the Lord?
Well, I've been taught he is.
Okay. Well, we know we have the scriptures. We have the scriptures. We know what he says. And there is this thing called faith. You can't please God without faith. So it does take faith to believe. I can't see oxygen.
What if you're wrong?
But I believe it. Well, the problem here is this. Ready? I'm banking everything I am on Jesus Christ being the way, the truth, and the life. And I know he's not wrong. But if he was wrong, I'm going to go to the same place everyone else in the world's going to go, which means nothing. But if he's right, I'm going to go and find eternal life with him, and everybody else on the outside are going to suffer the wrath of God.
So you're advocating.
I'm what, sir?
Advocating.
Advocating.
To use or lose everything. Family, friends, so on.
That's what Jesus said. Matthew 10.
Okay. For an uncertainty.
By faith. If you believe by faith, and beyond faith. Now, there is faith. Beyond faith, have you read the Bible? Have you tested it? 2,000 years ago, goat herders said that Israel in the last days would be surrounded by her enemies. She'd come a nation again, and one day it would happen. There are so many prophecies, hundreds in Christ's life alone, but so many prophecies being fulfilled. The Word of God is absolutely true. If you can't believe the word of God with 24,000 manuscripts to back it up, you can't believe the next closest thing in mankind's history, which is Homer's Iliad. It has like 700 manuscripts. The Bible, Old Testament to New Testament, is accurate. Jesus gave us the signs of the last days, wars, rumors of wars, pestilence, false Christs. Israel will be surrounded. Watch the fig tree. It's all coming to pass, sir.
Historically, all that's happened.
I'm sorry?
Historically, all that's happened.
No.
Absolutely.
Well, wars, rumors of wars. But what Jesus talked about will come in the last days. Go read Matthew 24. Has not happened completely yet. The stars falling, Armageddon, two-thirds of the earth being destroyed. He said, lest the days be shortened, no flesh will be saved. World War II is going to look like a sword fight compared to what's coming in the tribulation. And I would offer to you, too, some more evidence. COVID, that was a trial run of the world system that's being set up to clamp everyone down and for the Antichrist to rule. That's why we believe the Bible, sir. Take a gospel card. Test yourself. We got a website, don'tperish.com. Lots of resources for free. We work and labor for ourselves. The churches are full of liars and hirelings. Don't believe them. Open the word of God. Put your faith in Christ.
I don't necessarily believe 100% in what you're
oh,
doing.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir, we don't take any money, sir. We don't. We don't, really. No, well, I'm retired. My brother works and labors and then goes and preach. We're fine, sir. We appreciate that. We really do. You know why you could you know how you could reward us the best? Open that website, go in the Word of God, and strive, and send me an email that says, I'm seeking the kingdom. That's worth more than $1 million to me. Love you, sir. God be praised. Thanks for listening.